for truth, that all is for divine design, for our learning, for our blessing, and that we need to be appreciative and aware of all of the beautiful things that have happened today, as well as all of the things that happened that have caused us to perhaps lose our energy. And if so, we need to know where we've lost that, how much, and we need to do something about it before we go to sleep. Focus your attention now on your sixth chakra, your mind, your center of perception, your center of attitudes, of beliefs. Review is part of your life. Ask yourself, did I invest my energy today in any negative attitudes? If so, take a moment to identify them. If you lost energy today, call it back. Take a deep breath and call it back. Focus on the reason you lost energy. Take a deep breath and call it back. Did you invest it in a negative attitude? Take a deep breath and call it back. Release it. Remind yourself, I don't need that attitude. This is the place of judgments. We make judgments with our mind because we think we know better. Oftentimes we put ourselves in the position that we know what's best for everything, and the judgments begin to pour out of us. And they come from this part of our body, our sixth chakra. Take a moment, take a very deep breath, and review the judgments you made that day. Review them. How many people did we judge? Include in this review the judgments you made about your own life. Did you tell yourself that something is a disaster in your life? Did you decide that something horrible happened to you, even though it may not have been? Evaluate your own attitude about your life. Do you tend to review your life with a sense of its emptiness rather than its fullness? Shift your attention to the positive. What positive attitudes did you invest your energy into today? Take a moment to look clearly into the attitudes you tell yourself all the time. Do you give yourself a positive boost when you need it? Do you tell yourself and remind yourself of all that is true? Do you tell yourself, all things work out for the best? I may not know why this is happening to me, but I believe, and I choose to believe, it's for a kind and good reason. Do you practice the discipline of returning to the belief that you know is truth, that all things happen for a beautiful and divine reason? And before you leave your sixth chakra, repeat the prayer. I release the desire to know why things happen as they do. And I release my need to have expectations. And now move your attention with a deep breath down to your fifth chakra, your center of will, your center of choices,